Paul founded the Christian community in Corinth, and when he was preaching to them this message that we heard this evening about being reconciled to God and being reconciled to one another, they would have remembered that in 44 BC, the Roman Empire sent a number of prisoners to Corinth to kind of get rid of them, but also in a gesture of giving them a chance for a new start. Instead of putting you in prison in Rome, we'll put you out in this outland and see how you do. It's a little bit like many centuries later, the British Empire put Irish prisoners in Australia. And Australia began as what they called a penal colony. It was a colony of prisoners. And in both cases, there was a strange kind of pride in the fact that they started with nothing and formed a country, formed a city, formed a community. Well, it's kind of a metaphor for the whole human race. There's something in, there's always the temptation to fall away from reconciliation, to fall away from our union with God, to lose our allegiance and lose our focus and our attention. It's like when something gets just a little bit out of sync, and every now and then you have to right it, you have to reset it. And our lives are kind of like that. Throughout the year, because we have so many worldly influences that are barraging us all the time, we're getting the world's message day and night. And so it's natural that we get a little bit out of whack. And Lent becomes that time for us to reset. It becomes that time to go back, to return to God, and recognize once again God's amazing mercy and forgiveness. Because there's part of us that comes back sort of shamefacedly, that almost doesn't want to come back because we're ashamed. We don't want to admit to ourselves, and of course we lie to ourselves by thinking that God doesn't already know, but we don't want to admit to God how far off the mark we have become. And ashes become a wonderful tactile kind of image for that. To remember that we are dust because we came from the earth. And when we die, we're going to get buried or we're going to get cremated and we're going to return to ashes, to dust. And that despite the temporariness of our lives, the shortness of our lives, despite the insignificance of our lives, God still loves us. God loves us as much as he loves all of creation. God's love knows no bounds, and it's as particular as it is universal. The same God who created the cosmos that seems so endless to us knows every single particle, every cell of that, and loves it. And he has a special love for human beings, because we have that ability, that soul, that intelligence, that consciousness that allows us to recognize what's happened to us, the gift that's been given to us, and to return it and to say thank you and to give it back. And that causes a special kind of joy in God's heart. All of us, big or small, in some way, in an insignificant way or maybe a big way for some of us, through the year we've gotten off the mark. And tonight we reset. Tonight we go back to God and we recognize that mercy that is God's, and we give thanks for it. We embrace it and we say, I'm going to spend 40 days thinking about this, praying about this, trying to adjust my life back to where it belongs.